see.
She's got two sips left.
It's like half a glass. What are you talking about?
Well, that's what independence is all about. You move out of your parents' place, you drink all the wine.
Yes.
Well, wine's disgusting. So when I did that, I didn't do it.
What did you drink instead?
Why do I think wine's disgusting?
Sure.
No.
Because
no, I said I was. Wine is disgusting. What did you drink instead?
Milk.
No.
A whole gallon of milk.
Bourbon.
I would have gone for the milk. Nah. Does a body good? It's good for your bones.
I do drink a lot of milk, but
yeah, not, I bet you do.
It's an alcoholic beverage. There's no alcohol in milk.
I don't know.
No, I know it's true.
There is if you get the cow drunk.
I don't think it works like that.
That's how you get cheese.
No, cheese comes from rennet.
You get a cow drunk and then you leave it out in the sun for a while. And then you milk it.
That would be pretty cool if that happened, but no, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it would be really cool if that happened.
Does that mean you have to get like different types of cows and get them different types of alcohol to get the different types of cheese?
Yeah, like how the brown ones give the chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we've all heard the stories.
And the Holsteins give you milk with black spots in it?
The what now? The Holsteins? I'm sorry, I'm not that into cow culture.
Oh.
You thought we were connecting on something here.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were some sort of farmhand. So.
I thought I'd finally made a friend.
Yeah.
Finally. That's how I test people, is I ask them about Holsteins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't know cow breeds, then screw you.
Then
dude.
Fuck off, partner. You ain't no friend of mine. As he tips his hat and walks off into the sunset.
It's already dark. There's no sun's already gone. I can't walk in.
You sound like a real cowboy. I could see Em being friends with a real cowboy.
Em, what are you doing?
She's laughing hysterically
in
the background.
She's giggling like crazy. I guess this conversation's highly amusing to her.
She loves it when boys talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think she's used to, like, because, like, she kind of separates her friends. So it's like we haven't met too many of them.
Have you ever heard this show before?
This show?
Yeah.
I think I have. Maybe like when I first met her, I think I heard one of the shows before.
This is a boys love podcast. So
yeah,
we're all about boys love.
Boys love.
Yeah.
Like as in not in like little boys, right?
Just okay. So this is one of those, this is one of my anime terms. I'm an anime man now. I understand this is like Holsteins to me, boys love to you. I'm into it when boys love each other. I really like it when boys get romantic.
Boys
I'm also really into the Boy Scouts.
Oh man.
I don't know. Well, bromance is okay, but actual boy love, that's just
no, bromance won't cut it, man.
No, bromance is as far as I could go.
You gotta go all the way. Like if you're not giving your bros a shoulder rub with your tongue in their ear, then you're not doing it right.
Wait, a shoulder rub with my tongue?
Well, it's two separate things, but they happen at the same time. You're giving them a shoulder rub, and you have your tongue in their ear.
Bro job, bro job, bro job.
Britain's on the line. He shouldn't be hearing this stuff. He's a lowly.
Jesus, you've become disgusting over the break.
I know. I know.
Happened.
I'm an anime man. I'm learning all the terms.
This was a wholesome family podcast.
I watched some Yuri shows.
Wait, which ones?
I really did watch. I'd watched two. I watched Strawberry Panic and Sakura Disgusting. Trick.
You watched Sakura Trick?
I did. I watched all of it.
Oh, jeez, I didn't even do that. Jesus, Kyle.
They love kissing.
Jesus, Kyle.
Dude, Kyle, seriously, David doesn't know what that is.
Yuri,
why did you call me?
Yuri is girls' love.
Yeah, that's great. David doesn't know what that shit
well,
is.
Well, I just told him. What, did he just go off to find a cow to hug?
No, I took the eye.
What's the term for cow's love?
Cow's love, yeah. What is the word for that?
Mewry.
Cowry.
Mewry.
Are you talking about
yeah, cowries. Like the seashells.
So I'm real into anime now.
Roommate?
What's that?
You want to talk to my other roommate?
Is it also a boy?
Yes.
All right. All right. Bring him on.
He changed genders. You know, he just decided that it was just too uncomfortable for him to be a man. So he just, like, he changed genders.
Okay. Transgenders are a thing now. They're popular.
Yeah.
You can't make fun of that. That's rude.
Get with it. They're trending.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring him on.
All right. Bring it on. All or nothing.
All right. Jimmy.
What's his name? Jammy?
Demi Lovato?
I have no idea who that is.
Jammy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What is your name, Jammy?
Demi Lovato is a pop star.
He's a pop star.
She's a pop star.
Do they think my name is Jamie?
No, I said Jimmy. I don't know.
Jimmy, okay.
I'm saying, but
Jimmy makes more sense than Jammy. I thought it was Jammy. Like Jammer. Lammy.
I got you.
So, are you a cowboy?
Am I a cowboy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Dallas cowboy. Are you a sportsman?
No, yeah, I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
In Wisconsin, so they may think that you're a cowboy because you're in
I don't live in Wisconsin, Em.
That's rude.
Where do you live?
Jesus, Em. I've sent her mail with a return address on it and everything.
Minnesota?
Actually, I haven't sent her mail.
That's me.
Wow.
No, it's one of those M North.
It's one of those Yankee states. I live in Michigan.
All right, let's name them off. Montana?
No, they don't live in Montana. Where? Michigan.
I live in Michigan. We don't all live together.
I got you.
Kyle is on my lap.
We don't all have Southern accents down here.
Just the cowboys.
Oyster Boys Love Podcast.
Just the cowboys that M lives with. They have the Southern accents.
Do I have a Southern accent?
No.
Yes. Yep.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. And I'll defend him to the death.
Human being.
So Jammy, how do you feel about boys' love?
You know, whatever they want to do, they can do.
That's what this show is about now, is boys' love. So, like, if two guys in, like, attractive shirts, if they wanna like, hug, maybe nuzzle.
In, like, if two boys want to spread ice cream all over the roof of a car, be able to do that.
Jesus, James.
I mean, it's cool. It's fine if you want to do that.
It would cool the car down. Have you ever, like, looked at a boy's collarbone and just been like, man, I want to live there?
Give that a karate chop.
I'd nestle up in there and take a nap.
All right.
Is that, it was a question.
To each his own.
So are you one of those guys who's like, yeah, you can be all boys lovey all you want as long as you don't do it in my face? Because I only like to
face might be uncomfortable.
I only like to do it in people's faces.
When will you boys love into Jammy's face? How do you even do that?
What will you boy loves think of next?
Oh, I love it.
So what is the actual podcast about tonight?
Shota.
Well, we're going to hit a lot of topics. I'm real into boys love, so I'm going to talk about the death of all women. Because we don't need them. I'm done with them.
Bone marrow babies.
Bone marrow babies. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Straight and narrow babies.
We're going to talk about bone marrow babies.
YY is the way to go.
You ever seen those Inside Out babies that are all like flaky and what do they call those? Yeah. Harlequin babies?
The Titan from Resident Evil 2.
Harlequin romance babies, I think.
Sure.
Fabio? Fobs.
I'm lost.
Harley Quinn.
You ever watch Batman?
Yes, I've seen Batman.
Okay, it's like that.
Inside Out babies.
It's just like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to hand you back over to Emily, all right?
Okay. It's been great. I hope we can be friends in the future.
I'm going to get murdered later.
Did she just hang up?
She hung up.
Em.
I think that was her cry for help.
Wow.
Her roommates are going to kill her.
Those aren't roommates at all. Those are not roommates.
Cowboys.
That's just a hostage situation.
She lives in a state where everybody's a cowboy.
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody just kind of tells cows where to go all day. Well, that was exciting.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad that she hung up.
Well, you know, she's going to get murdered, you know. Don't have much time for Skype.
Kyle, I'm about to go on a vacation.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Duluth.
Is that in Minnesota?
Yes. I'm going to visit my parents along with my friend who is visiting his parents. All the parents live there.
So it's not really a vacation so much as a parentage.
Yeah, but it's like I'm going to be there for 1 week, so it's a vacation now.
Well, that's cool. What are you going to do with that old dad?
I don't know.
Hang out.
Fish or something. He likes to fish.
Hang out, tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Eat Hungry Man dinners.
Mm-hmm. I am a hungry man. Hungry Boy dinners.
Gush over gushers.
Gush over gushers, yeah.
Britain. Mm-hmm. How are your parents?
Good, I guess.
This is a parent-boy conference.
Is your dad still shredding it on the guitar every now and then?
You know.
You should hear it. Sometimes I talk to this boy on Skype, and his dad's just ripping it on the electric guitar in the background.
Is your dad a famous rock man?
You know.
Like Mega Man?
As much as anyone's dad is a famous rock man.
Well, some people's dads are more famous rock men than others.
Yeah, Josh's dad is an Aerosmith.
So what about you, Kyle? How are your parents?
My parents are great. I haven't talked to either of them since my dad told me to fuck off or go fuck myself or whatever it was. So they're good. Righteously angry. I think my mom's still alive. My mom's sister died. So we're thinning the herd.
We're one closer.
Yeah. One step closer to removing this bloodline.
Castlevania bloodlines.
I started recording this when we were talking to M's Cowboys. I don't know if I should just consider this the beginning of the show and not have an intro to it.
Mm-hmm. What a way to return.
Yeah, in which case, I mean, that was a pretty stellar intro. Talking to cowboys and everything.
Yeah.
So it's been a while, guys. It's been
many a month.
It's been almost.
Oh, I didn't notice.
It's been almost a month. I think the last one went up on the 20th.
Yeah.
I have been. I actually recorded a show that I didn't put up because I was too embarrassed.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it on Twitter.
Yeah, I did a show with Kevin Toledo and M, and it was a pre-recorded offline thing. It wasn't live. Well, I mean, it was live with M, whatever. And I got drunk, and I had a lot of fun doing it, and then I listened to it the next day, and I hated it.
Uh-huh.
So I never put it up. But so I did do a show that didn't go up. And then tonight I was planning on doing a show. And then I got Bames witnessed me getting held up in an after show on Nobody Likes Onions and embarrassing myself even further.
Yeah, because you're a big baby. You don't know how to leave.
Well, that's the thing. Oh, God. Yeah, no, I admit it. Yeah, I am embarrassed. I didn't know how to leave. Because I said, like, I kept waiting for a spot to say I wanted to go because I didn't want to be rude and just hang up or, like, shout over them, I'm leaving now. But it never arrived, and I finally kind of got it in there, and then they're like, oh, shut up, you baby, just stay on the line, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd have to wait a little bit again and say it again. Eventually, I did just hang up.
Mike said, Kyle's a dead man. Watch your fucking back.
Mike from Red Bar Radio. I am embarrassed. I did not handle that well. But I didn't know how to do it.
All you had to do was just plug your show and hang up.
Mm-hmm. I just had a terriblethought.com. Peace.
Mm-hmm. And assert your dominance. Up,
like, miss the button.
Yeah. And then continue to stay on the line. Yeah, but I am embarrassed about that. I won't lie.
You chump.
Yeah, no, I did feel like a real chump. I was sitting there on the line saying nothing for a long time, And it wasn't because, like, Mike from Red Bar at one point was like, Kyle, why are you acting so depressed? I wasn't depressed. Honestly, I just, they were talking and I had nothing to say to what they were saying.
Yeah, it's like when Patrick's on the show.
Yeah, they're like talking about banging teens and stuff. I'm like, I don't care about banging teens. It's fine. Not like shut up about banging teens, but I don't have anything to say to it. So, yeah. So that's what I did tonight. Other than that, what I've been doing since I decided to take a break is primarily watching anime and drawing pictures.
The true preparation.
Yeah, yeah. There has been
soccer trick anime. Jesus.
What's it like being a 14-year-old white girl?
Yeah, yeah. No, I've watched so much crazy. Like I said, I watched Sakura Trick and Strawberry Panic, which are both like hilarious things to admit to have watched. Having watched, like, I know, like, even people who are hardcore anime dorks would hate me for watching those shows. Like, they hate like this me. Stuff. And
Nor, I think we know a guy who probably, I think he watched Sakura Trick and Strawberry Panic.
Strawberry Asian? Panic, I think
Asian?
Is.
Yeah, probably.
In a weird way, I think Strawberry Panic is like more embarrassing to admit to, because Sakura Trick is like the show about cute girls in high school and they have this cute relationship and they just kiss all the time and they like act all embarrassed about it.
And then just like every 5 minutes is just a camera shot between a girl's legs.
Maybe I didn't really notice that, but I mean, the whole show is about girls kissing, so it's not like you need a lot of, but, but that show, like, this is not why I watched it, but I feel like people could give this as an excuse and it'd be sort of okay to at least some people. You could be like, I'm just into girls doing stuff with girls, man. It's fucking hot.
You love watching them teens, Kyle.
But yeah, that's not why I watched it.
Say that you're masturbating.
You guys just went robot, so I'm going to have to call you back in a minute. But let me finish my stupid thought. but so that's not why I watched it. And the reason I think it's possibly more embarrassing to admit to watching Strawberry Panic is that it's that one isn't about that at all. It's all about just girl, like, dramatic romance between girls. There's not even like a fan servicey sexy element. It's just about girls being dramatic and in love. And I watched it all. So I'm a giant faggot. We'll be right back after these messages. Coming back. Calling that group back. Hey, Bames.
Hey.
Is Britain going to pick back up?
Probably. These teens, so fickle.
So fickle. Well, so I've watched a lot of anime, Bames, and it wasn't all Sakura Trick and Strawberry Panic.
You watched a good show.
Kill la Kill? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I did. I watched Kill la Kill. Kill la Kill is one that I'm really interested in, this idea that there are, like, even among people... M's back. M, what's up?
Why are you talking about anime?
Because I'm all about it now. This is my life.
Nobody cares.
This is my life, M. What do you want to talk about, M? What do you want to talk about?
This is the new show topic.
No.
It's what it's about now.
Shota.
M.
It's not about man love anymore.
No, that's an anime thing.
Why did you call me?
I didn't.
He called everybody back.
You called me this time.
Oh, it was a mistake. Okay.
Em, if you don't want me to talk about anime, what do you want me to talk about?
I should probably get off the line. It's cool.
I don't know.
I heard you beeping at me. I thought you wanted to talk to me.
You saw, well, I did, but you hung up on me earlier, so I assumed you didn't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sitting here with all my friends. I'm like,
Sounds like you've really got it together right now.
What?
It sounds like you've really got it together right now. We could really use...
I'm a confident business lady.
Yeah. We could really use a confident business lady's perspective on Strawberry Panic.
Oh, a bunch of lesbian class student peoples. Yeah.
Yeah, and you hate the gays, so...
And wow. Women.
You hate the gays?
No, I actually bought the last season of Revolutionary Girl Utena the other day.
And so I didn't even watch it. I just wanted to support the cause.
Oh my god! That's such a good series. Shut up. I'm going to punch you in the face when I see you.
Em, why are you talking about anime? Nobody wants to hear that.
Bravo, girl.
Shh. Okay.
Anime
about, like, should I get off the line? I think it probably better if I did.
Em, was tonight a special occasion? Is that why you're totally wasted? Or was it just a weekend, so it was fun?
It was a weekend, and I'm at home, so...
Now that you're at Em's house, you can get wasted whenever you want.
That's right, and then I fall over furniture like...
This is Em's house now?
Yes, Em's house. You don't know what Em's house is?
Hashtag Em's house. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Okay.
How are the animals?
It's a sitcom that's very popular.
Yeah, it's about Em running a zoo out of her home.
Wait. You started a sitcom about our house?
Yes.
There's a Twitter?
Yes. Hashtag Em House.
There's a website, emshouse.com.
Also, Em's real dad.
Because I'm adorable.
emsrealdad.com?
No, just a Twitter. I think I'm the only one who follows it.
I didn't know that that existed. Em's real dad?
Yeah, at Em's real dad.
Oh my
god. Well, at Em's dad, no, really. Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't talk about my dad. My dad is wonderful.
Em,
your dad's on Twitter.
Your dad's on Twitter?
My dad loves me. He loves me, too.
Yeah.
Well, now I likes my room. Now I got to see this.
No.
I didn't make it for once.
Yeah.
Em, why is your dad on Twitter?
My dad is not on Twitter.
Yeah, he is. He said, hello, Twitter, hashtag my first tweet. And then he said, how do I do a tweets?
Em's real dad. It's the truth.
No.
You didn't know your dad was on Twitter?
He doesn't care about Twitter.
He has one follower, and it's Bames.
I didn't make it, though.
Flowers or babies. Uh-huh. He doesn't care. Now my roommates are having an argument about this. This is terrible.
Em's real dad. Em's real dad just tweeted, "Has anyone seen my daughter?"
But I talked to him earlier.
Well, he misses you.
What?
You probably actually made a MySpace page.
Oh dear.
So Em,
this is spinning out of control, just like my life.
Aw, Em. You'll be okay.
Kyle, you didn't want to post your episode that we did last
week. Does that make you angry?
Not
Em, the accent's really coming out.
No, it just makes me feel like a bad person.
It was your fault. What happened is I listened back to it and I was like, this would be great, except that Em sounds like such a dork.
And I can't edit it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got about halfway through before you stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like me in real life, so that's pretty normal.
You're fine.
Do you ever just not go outside because you're like, ugh, I don't want people to hear me or see me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bright.
But then I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to make money in order to live here.
I'm sure those cowboys make enough. Those boys would subsidize you. You live in the bathtub and...
Yeah, I do.
They'll bring you mice to eat.
Mice to eat.
Yeah.
He said.
For some reason, I'm imagining that you're a large snake.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's fairly accurate.
Yeah. You ever swallow?
I have feet, but they're quite small, so.
You ever swallow a whole animal that's bigger around than you?
Only always.
Yeah, and that's. It's so embarrassing when like people come over unannounced after you've done that.
Even the president does that.
Yeah. You have to answer the door and there's like a pig silhouette sticking out your sides.
It's really
an entire pig.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Obama, what a guy.
Yeah. So Em, if you don't want me to talk about anime, what do you want me to talk about?
Kyle, you were just about to say something interesting.
What about anime?
This happened. Yeah, you were like, I find it interesting that even in the community there is, and then Em came on and was like, ah.
Yeah, I like it when she does that.
I like to interrupt intellectual conversations. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, intellectual
kill a kill.
Yeah. Okay, well, Em, do you want to hear the really interesting thing I was going to say? It's oversold now.
Possibly.
it's not that interesting. But so I find it really interesting that even among like anime people, like the dorkiest of the dorks, it's still like there are some things that are okay to admit to watching and others that are not, like that will get you shunned even among like the weirdest fucking dorks. So like Kill la Kill is safe for most people. There are some crazies who think it's like anti-feminist or something, which is you're out of your fucking mind if that's what you think. Yeah, but
the same people who think Bayonetta is misogynist.
Sure, yeah. But for the most part, Kill la Kill is safe. Like Akira would be safe. Miyazaki films are safe. And
well, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, and there are like action shows that are safe. Like it seems like the cool thing to like is like 5-year-old boy stuff. Not to put it down, but like, you
stuff
know,
that's made by a trigger.
Robots with swords and things, like that's okay to like. But like people get real pissed off about Slice of Life, which is a really funny thing because it's basically just a sitcom that's animated. Like it's really funny to me to get upset about that. Like there's so many cartoons that aren't about robots or aliens or elves or whatever.
About those
people, I've heard people get upset about that, and
I understand that it's silly that people get upset about that, but I absolutely do. There's too many cartoons that aren't about Dinobots.
Yeah, see, I think that's really funny. And it's funny to me. I think I might not have a full handle on what moe is. I talked about this with M.
You should buy the guide to popular otaku culture.
Yeah, yeah. I talked about this with M on that show I didn't post. I thought I knew what it was, but the more I think about it, maybe I don't because it seems to me that most of the, like, cause I've listened to anime podcasts and stuff, and most of the people I hear talk about it fucking hate moe. Like they think it's ruining anime. And it's not that it's like what I'm into, but I just don't understand. Like from what I gather, it's just like cute girls being cute. Like, oh no.
Because it was too popular. So it became the main thing.
Sure. Yeah. And I get that, like, they seem to think that the reason it's so popular, and maybe they're right, is because, like, really creepy dudes are into it. But the shows themselves, if I understand what it is, are just shows that involve, like, cute girls being nice. So I don't really get it. Like, what are you so mad about?
There are good shows that are like that, like the Chunimbios. But like, there's definitely an air of creepiness around it. I don't know if you've ever watched Clannad.
I haven't.
Yeah, or like Air. It is like literally it is the most cleverly disguised pedophilia I've ever seen.
What? Have you seen a lot of disguised pedophilia memes?
Oh yeah.
In a weird way, that's another. Like, I think I just have no real. I don't have many lines anymore, I guess. Like, because another thing I hear people complain about all the time, and as much anime as I truly have watched recently, I haven't seen any of this, so I guess I haven't been watching the right stuff. But apparently, it's super popular in anime right now for like brothers and sisters to bang.
How loud are
they? Actually, less so right now than it was in like 2006.
A few years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, somehow I missed it completely, and that's not what I'm into either. But I don't think. That doesn't really, like, when I hear people talk about how terrible that is, like, it sounds prudish to me. Like, I get not liking it and, like, ugh, I don't want to watch a show about a brother and sister wanting to bang, but I don't get being upset by it existing.
Really, I just get upset when they pretend, like, that's not what they're doing, like, with that Oremo show. Like, they clearly are doing that.
Well, that's a thing I've heard, too. Well, I don't know if this is what you mean, but I've heard, like, people talk about a show, and they'll be like, it's about a brother and sister banging, but then it turns out that, like, they're stepbrother and sister, or they're not blood-related somehow, and that makes it okay, and that's just gross, because they're just trying to justify it. I don't know if that's what you mean.
It's a different thing than that, but that also is done.
I think it's the thing I was thinking about today, and it applies to everything, and not just anime, and I have tried to explain this thought process before, and I don't think I've ever done a good job of it, and I probably still won't be able to, but I get confused or annoyed or something when people, it happens with like the, you know, this is sexist or this is racist thing. When people look at fictional characters and they can't see them as people. They can't see them as people. Instead, all they can see is the author, which I understand because they're not real people. They only exist because of the author. But like, if this person did exist in real life, these traits that they have, you might not like them, but you wouldn't be like mad at them. Em, what are you doing?
What? No, nothing.
What are you doing?
Am I ruining everything? Let me get off the call.
You are interrupting.
Em, you sweet, sweet lady.
I'll get off the call. I'm sorry.
Oh, Em.
I'll talk to you later.
You're breaking my heart.
It's okay. Let me. I don't want to.
It's okay that you're breaking my heart. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later, Em.
All right. Bye.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh, it's funny to me the way people can't, like, if you met a, like, if, like, you don't like a female character because you feel like she misrepresents women or whatever. And so you're mad at the author because, like, they wrote this atrocious character that depicts women this way. If you met a person that was like that in real life, you wouldn't think this is a representation of women. You would think this is this person, and they might annoy you, and that's fine. But you wouldn't be like, you're ruining women. Most people wouldn't. I suppose some people might. But when it's a fictional character, they do, because for some reason they think if you write a character a certain way, that's what you think everyone who falls into some arbitrary subgroup that they fall into is. And I guess that sort of relates in the sense that I feel like people try too hard to pull like messages or stances on issues out of works of fiction or something. Like if you have two characters who are brother and sister and they want to bang, there's a decent chance that the author created that because they're into brothers and sisters banging. But I don't feel like that's something to be offended by. Just don't watch it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still having a hard time.
People are dumb.
I'm still having a hard time explaining this thought process, but, yeah, like I've heard, like, with the anime stuff and like the moe girls and things, I've heard people complain about, like, I don't know, like a lack of agency or whatever. And like, so that's what that person's like. Get over it. Like, I mean,
when it permeates the medium, you can draw a conclusion. But yeah, for the most part.
See, I don't like that, though. I get that. I get that line of thinking, but I don't like that. Because you're holding an imaginary entity responsible for something. Like, you can kind of hold a person, like people say these things don't exist in a vacuum, which they're kind of right about, but like, you can't look at the video game industry and say there aren't enough female characters in video games and then get mad when a video game comes out without a female character, because it's like its responsibility to correct this general trend. So like,
I get it. You can't hold one thing accountable for the rest of the trend.
Yeah.
Which is, I try my best to not hold one thing accountable for a trend. I try to hold the trend accountable. And even then, like, I don't fucking care.
But you can't hold the trend accountable. That's what I'm saying. So I don't see any point in trying to hold anything accountable. Like, it's a series of individuals creating things. If they happen to be creating similar things along a similar theme, I'm sure there is some reason for that. But you can't hold the trend accountable because it's not a thing. And you can't hold the individuals accountable because it's not their fault. Everybody else also made something that was similar to this. So I just don't see the point in any of it. Like, just leave it alone.
Yeah, I get it.
Sorry, I'm speaking into a can.
Yeah, it sounded real cool. It made you sound like bassier and resonatier.
Cool.
Do it again.
Hey.
Nice. But anyway, so I did watch Kill la Kill.
Yeah, so I saw you had a discussion with, I forget who it was, with Rafael Trujillo, where he brought up like the animation.
Yeah, he said the animation was really bad.
And I wanted to talk about that because like, they ran out of money on a lot of occasions making that show. And like, if you look for it, you can really tell, but they pulled it off the best I've ever seen any show do that.
Sure. Well, the thing is, I never, when I was watching that show, thought, wow, the animation looks really bad. And there are times when in any cartoon, pretty much, when you can see like this was a time saving thing. Like if you have like a character just standing there and the only thing moving is their mouth, you know, like that's, you're not having to draw as much. Or if you show a character from behind when they're talking so that you don't have to even animate the mouth.
Well, yeah, I mean, like the whole reason that robots were so popular in anime for a long time is because they're just big hunks of metal that you don't have to animate very much.
Sure. But I don't think even those little like cost cutting things, unless it's like really blatant and out of place, I don't find those to be a problem. Like, cause it still looks fine. And the animation that is there, I thought looked fine. And there were times when maybe they did it like as a twofold thing, like to both save time and money, but also as a stylistic thing. But there, most of the things that looked, I guess you could say cheap or like bad animation to me came across as stylistic things. Like when they would have a character like spin around like it's a two-dimensional piece of paper or something. Like
Or like when they would have one of those fights where they're just there's swords clashing while they talk.
Sure. It's not like, but it never struck me as like, ugh, these guys didn't give a fuck and cheaped the fuck out. And
when I see it, I'm usually like, oh no, they didn't get enough money.
Sure. But I still like at no point did I ever think, wow, the animation looks really bad here. So it was it was a weird comment to me. I thought it looked really good. I liked the character designs a lot.
The last episode of the show, they finished it on the day that it aired.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did like it.
It was a really good looking show.
I liked it a lot. I liked the character designs a lot. I think, I've heard people talk a lot of weird, like it shouldn't be controversial, but like about the battle costumes, the were they Kamui?
Kamuis.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dagger.
Yeah, I've heard that because they're too revealing.
That's kind of the thing, though.
Which there's a built-in. See, this is one of those things that bothers me. I guess there's a built-in explanation for why they're like that in the show, and you could say, okay, but they just did that to rationalize away that they wanted to draw skimpy clothing. Well. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
It works. Yeah, they did it well.
First of all, I wouldn't care if they didn't try to justify it, but the fact that they did makes it 100% fine to me.
Yeah, the fact that they did shows self-awareness.
Yeah. But I really like... what got me thinking about that was... those outfits are fine, but I really liked Ryuko's street clothes character design. I thought she looked cool. Like a badass chick.
Yeah. Like at the end?
No, like in I guess her school uniform or whatever. Like when she's not transformed.
Yeah. Just like her school uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved that effect that they would do whenever she would like walk up to give a speech and it would like show her heel clicking on the ground. I mean, they showed it like a million times.
Yeah, I guess it didn't make as much of an impression on me. Obviously, I saw it, but... Yeah, I really liked it. I don't have a ton to say about it. You said when I mentioned it that you weren't sure if I was going to like it. Is there anything in particular about it that you thought I wouldn't like?
I don't even know. I feel like I don't really know what kind of stuff you like.
Yeah, I've had people tell me that it seems to be sort of unpredictable. Like people have a hard time guessing whether I'm going to like something or not. Uh-oh, did I lose you? There's a problem with this call. Hold on while we try to get the call back. You there?
Call problems.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So what were you saying? I was saying that people have told me before that I seem to be kind of, it's hard to predict whether I'm going to like something or not.
Yeah, you're a hard tell for stuff like this. And I guess it just means that you like a lot of stuff on a lot of different genres, but then there's also a lot of stuff on a lot of different genres that you don't like.
Yeah.
But I was just, it was a show that struck me as being like a little too weird. I don't know. But when this show first aired, I heard about it as like a school fighting show. And that was the only thing I really knew about it. And people were like, oh, it's pretty cool. You know, they weren't like when I listened to other podcasts, they're talking about like when the show aired, the internet just blew up about it. That didn't really happen to me. So I just didn't pay attention to it for a while. And then like right as it was about to end, I think like two episodes were left. I decided I would check it out because Dave from Fast Karate was getting really into it.
Yeah. I'm glad I watched it. I'm glad I watched it when I did because, I did because I've been watching so much anime. I started watching a couple shows that aren't over yet. And that's really annoying because I like to marathon them.
So I watched it, and I didn't know that it was animated by Trigger, which are the guys that did Gurren Lagann, which is the show that Row Row Fight the Power song.
Okay. From. Yeah. M was telling me about, Gurren Lagann, or however it's pronounced.
That show is good, is not as good as Kill la Kill.
Okay. See, that's, I am dimly aware of that show. I've heard the name a bunch of times, and I Google image searched it, and I recognize like the main female character. I've seen people cosplay as her and stuff.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if I'm wrong. Like if I watched it, I might like it, but, it doesn't look appealing to me.
Yeah. It's all about, you know, like defeat adversary. And then when more adversary rises, you defeat it even harder. It's all about like being a man. And I just like the energy that's into it. But yeah, so I watched it and it's gorgeous. And I was like, oh my God, this show is really cool. And the first episode has a lot of like really good jokes and such, and like just really cool scenarios. Like when they're going to put Mako into like the tempura fryer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was hooked immediately and I watched all of it, and I caught the last episode right when it went up, and it was super good. I watched it right after an episode of the show, actually. This show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really liked Kill la Kill. I liked it a lot. I think a lot of it for me is like the visuals, which it makes sense, but maybe more so that even than for some other people. Like if I don't like the way character designs look and stuff, that can ruin a show for me.
Yeah.
And I really don't like the character design of the main chick from Gurren Lagann. But I really liked pretty much all of them in Kill la Kill. And I thought the story is like wacky, but it's not like it takes itself seriously to the right degree, I think.
Like, yeah.
I don't know how to explain that better than that, I guess, but
it's wacky, but it's kind of played straight.
Yeah, it's played straight, and it's not like too wacky to be played straight, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's out there, but it's not like hilarious. Like, can you believe they're taking this seriously? I don't know. I liked it a lot, but that's like the one show that I've watched recently that I could tell people I've watched. And for the most part, nobody's going to be like, you did what?
Yeah. Although this show kind of exemplifies the extreme shame factor that comes with being an anime fan. Cause like, I couldn't tell a regular person about this show. I couldn't let them see me watching it.
Yeah. I suppose. I think that's weird, though. I've heard other people. I've been listening to a lot of anime podcasts lately, and I've heard other people say things like that. Like I've heard people say even like they wouldn't want somebody to walk in while they were watching Kill la Kill because they wouldn't be able to explain it, and it would like blow people's minds to see this thing. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's probably true, but I think that's mostly because most people are just real dumb.
Yeah.
This is an extreme example, but like I was talking about like the incest trope in anime, and I'm not into fucking incest, but I do think getting real upset about incest is kind of, prudish, because
yeah.
What's the problem with it? Aside from the fact that you think it's grody, what's the problem? The only legitimate problem anybody ever comes up with it is that you could have retard babies, which isn't even a 100% possibility. And just because siblings are boning doesn't mean they're trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
So while you can think it's gross all day long, like having a real moral problem with it is really strange to me. But I don't think most people even think about it for more than a second. They're just like, incest is gross. Incest is wrong.
Yeah.
If I think it's gross, then it's wrong. And that's all there is to it. And so if a person sees like Kill la Kill and they see like these weird ass showing outfits and stuff.
Or the incest in that show. Like when Ragyo is all touching all up.
Yeah.
On Satsuki.
Yeah. And see, that's like played like villainous anyway. So.
Yeah. And also it's played and then like
Sasuke is still like a character. And so, I mean, it's kind of played to show what she's going through and
yeah.
how strong her resolve is. It's not like Metal Gear where Paz gets raped and then blows up.
See, I even think that's fine, though. Like, the villain did that.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just a little too weirdly disposable of the characters for me. I just thought it was poorly done in that.
I suppose you could say it's poorly executed because I don't know anything about that character because I never played whatever that game is.
Peace Walker.
So I don't give a fuck. So the character is completely disposable to me. But if it seems like the character's too disposable, then you could say that it's poorly executed in the sense that they didn't build the character up enough or whatever to make it have the impact that it should.
Yeah, like I don't think it's trivializing rape or anything.
See that? Yeah, it's the moral outrage that bothers me. I'm not bothered by people not liking something, people saying what they would have rather seen or what they think would a better way to go about something. It's the moral outrage that bothers me. It's when people say that something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you just didn't like it, then fine.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like super into that scene. Like, man, this game would not be the same without that scene where her vagina blows up.
But yeah, like, you know, Raggio totally spanks her.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
And then she has sharp toenails.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the show was really good. But it does strike me as, I know you just got done saying that you couldn't tell a normal person about it, but it strikes me as something that, like, the only reason you can't is because it's new. Like, I would bet in, like, 10 years, Kill la Kill will be on almost at least the same level as, like, Akira. Like, everybody knows what Akira is, even if they haven't seen it, and they don't think it's weird if you've seen it.
Also, Akira gets kind of messed up.
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised at all. It's just like it's new still. So people don't know what it is. So they still just have it in their head that this is some weird cartoon you're watching because you're a weirdo. But I have watched a bunch of weird cartoons because I'm a weirdo. I'm trying to think of all the ones that I've watched because I've watched a ton of it. You know, to varying degrees of like shamefulness, like I watched Sakura Trick and Strawberry Panic, and those are the ones that like I'm not embarrassed to say that I watched, but if I was embarrassed about saying I'd watched a cartoon, those would probably be the ones that I'm most embarrassed about.
You should be embarrassed that you're not embarrassed.
Mm. I'm not, though.
Definitely most shameful was Unico.
Unico, yeah. That was before the break, though, because I'm... What did I watch? Oh, I watched... One thing I hear people complain about in anime that I kind of agree with, but I still don't agree with it in the sense that I don't find it to be like a moral outrage. I just find it tacky, is fan service. And I guess fan service can mean anything where you're like pandering to the fans. But most of the time, from what I gather, it's referring to like
butt boobs.
Yeah. Ass shots, panty shots, boob shots, extra jiggly boobs.
I agree with you there in that I just think it's tacky.
Yeah, well, and there's a line you can cross with it. Like, I don't really care so much if there's like a shot that doesn't need to accentuate an ass, but it does anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got like, I watched this one show called, it's got a really long name, like I Couldn't Be a Hero, So I Reluctantly Got a Job or something like that. But for short, like they shorten the Japanese name to like Yusibu or something like that. Anyway, doesn't matter what it's about. It's like about like a magical modern day world where like they use magic like electricity, like they have appliances that run on magic and stuff, and the guy gets a job at like a magic Best Buy. And cool. Yeah, he wanted to be a hero. Like there was like a hero training academy because the humans were at war with some demon lord, but just as he was about to graduate the academy, somebody defeated the demon lord, and so now he's got nothing to do. Because that was his whole life plan, and they don't need heroes anymore, so he goes to work at Magic Best Buy. Anyway.
It's kind of funny.
I actually liked that show, and I liked the premise of it, and I thought it was kind of cute. But that show was full of just massive, like ridiculously massive pudding-filled boobs. Like it was gross to watch. Like not like morally like I'm opposed to it morally. Like, it was actually like kind of physically gross, like looking at vomit or something. Like, it was so, so inhuman. And they were constantly like bouncing up and down. I watched another show, High School DxD.
Oh, I've seen High School DxD.
I kind of like that show too, but it does the same thing. And those boobs have sound effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when they jiggle around, they make like sloshing sounds. Like that's mm-hmm. gross. That's not even.
They're full of water.
It's not even hot. Like, so I, like, who finds that hot? Like, I don't even know. It's like if an alien tried to make the hottest thing that they could think of. Like they take a trait and just exaggerate it to absurdity.
An alien, otherwise known as a Japanese person.
Yeah, I guess so. But that stuff doesn't bother, like, it only bothers me in the sense that it's like, okay, that's just like, there's no reason for that, but it doesn't bother me, in the sense that like, you shouldn't be doing that. That's wrong.
Yeah. I watched my fair share of anime with girls in it over the break.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been over the break. I watched a show. I watched part of this show. I haven't finished it yet. Called Idolmaster, which is, do you know about idols and stuff? It's like a thing, like, in Japan that, like, I don't really understand.
Pop stars, but there's kind of more to it than that. Like, they're
pop stars, but there's like a contest. There's like a league or whatever.
I didn't know about
that. It's a show about like a studio going through that. And really it's about the cast of characters, you know, and then just there's a song every episode, and it's really, like, really good and really well animated and, like, really surprisingly funny. Like, there's this one character who's super shy. So whenever she makes a fool out of herself, which is often, she like starts digging a hole to China. Although I guess it would be like digging a hole to Alaska since she's in Japan.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like stuff like that. And like one of the characters is just really cool and doesn't give a fuck at all the time and always passes through everything with flying colors. I'm pretty into it.
I don't know anything about it other than what you just told me. I don't know if I would like it or not, but I don't think there's any reason to, I don't think there's any reason to be embarrassed for watching something.
Yeah.
Oh, C. McNichol in the chat said, Jesus, first you defend pedophiles and now this. You're a real weird guy, Kyle. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if he was talking about the incest or just anime, but yeah, like I think an awful lot of things that are like crossing a line are not really crossing a line. They're just crossing your personal taste line. And we've like moralized personal taste. I think like that's the whole deal with the gays. Like, I don't care what gays do, I think two dudes kissing is kind of gross. If I was the kind of person who would take the fact that I think two dudes kissing is kind of gross and decide that that makes it wrong and they shouldn't do that and they shouldn't be allowed to do that, then I would hate the gays.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing. And some things we just haven't figured that out on yet. Like being attracted to kids. There's a difference between touching kids and being attracted to kids. You can't help being attracted to kids. And you're not a morally reprehensible person for not being able to help what you're attracted to. I'm not attracted to every person that you would put on a list of people I'm allowed to be attracted to. Should I be? Like, is that how we should do this? You know, you're just attracted to whatever you're attracted to. If that happens to be kids, sucks for you. Just don't touch them, though, and we're fine.
Yeah.
And incest stuff, I see no moral problem with. It's just kind of gross because most of us don't want to fuck our siblings. Mm-hmm. Most of us are grossed out by the idea of fucking our siblings. If you don't happen to be grossed out by the idea of fucking your sibling, and especially if they're not grossed out by the idea of fucking you, then why on earth would I have a problem with that?
Yeah, like I do have a moral problem with the parents if they are having babies that could potentially be retard babies, because I'm a little iffy on the whole babies prospect like you are.
Sure.
And I don't know, like,
yeah,
I
no,
know there's a chance for any baby to be retarded, but if it's significantly higher, you should really think about what you're doing.
I agree with that, except that, like, sometimes when I call out things, it's, I'm trying to call out hypocrisy. I'm not trying to, I can't think of a good example, but I know I've done it with, like, feminism stuff. Like, like if I were to reference something that happens to men and be like, why is it okay for it to happen to men and not for women? It's not because I think this thing shouldn't happen to men. It's because I think you should stop crying about the thing happening to you. And I'm trying to point to a situation where you wouldn't care.
Yeah.
So it's sort of the same thing. Like when I said that it's not like 100% chance that you'll have a retard baby, my point wasn't that, so it's okay. My point was just that, like, most of these people who would say you shouldn't, incest is wrong because you could have a retard baby, wouldn't say the same thing to somebody who has like a genetic history of heart disease in their family or something, or, you know, some horrible genetic defect that they have a significantly higher chance than most people of passing on to their kids. They wouldn't tell them you can't have kids because you could give them Huntington's disease or something.
Yeah. So also this over the week, E3 happened, and there was a trailer for a video game.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know what Metal thing you're talking
Gear
about.
Solid.
I didn't see any of this stuff. My Twitter was flooded all of a sudden with E3 shit, and it was mostly people being fucking gay. But I don't know anything about this Metal Gear thing. What's the deal?
It's like that first trailer to that garbage song when it was like first announced. Except it's more in depth on what's going on. It features a lot of knives being pulled on people. And a fight with knives between Big Boss and what is either Eva, slightly aged, or I think it's actually like a very young Liquid.
Oh, so
that could be cool.
It could be a woman or a man.
It's kind of ambiguous. It's a shaky camera. I think it's Liquid. Obviously, I think I only thought it might be Eva because his hair looks kind of like how Eva's hair looks in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Okay.
That's many years in the future. And it shows Big Boss hanging out covered in a bunch of people's blood after something got blown up. And it features him wiping a guy's ashes all over his face like the end of the Big Lebowski. And it features Miller missing an arm and a leg. Oh, and then also there's a shot at the end of Big Boss and Skullface, the bad guy of this, sitting or like being around each other and not fighting for like 1 second. And then there's a big robot in the background that I can't tell if it's Zeke or Rex. I don't think it's Rex, but and it goes to the song Nuclear by Mike Oldfield. It's a very good song. It's a really well shot trailer.
Yeah, I believe it. I think most of the stuff like that I've seen from these, from Ground Zeroes before it came out and after it came out, I guess, and from what is it? Phantom Pain?
Phantom Pain.
Looks really good. The games look really good. But for I just can't. I got kind of excited when I first heard about them because I was, pretty big Metal Gear fan. But I just can't muster up the enthusiasm for this one.
My interest waned ever since it was announced. And it kind of spiked again with this trailer because, like, Big Boss is kind of played out. But the story that could really make me care about Big Boss is the story showing how he became like a misanthrope that wants to kill people so there will be more child soldiers for him to control. And I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah, I think this is intended to be sort of the missing link between the Big Boss stuff and the Solid Solid Snake stuff.
Yeah.
But I just am so apathetic toward Big Boss. Like, maybe I'll watch it, a Let's Play of it at some point or something. I don't know. It'd be maybe be too long even for me. Maybe I'd watch just the ending. I don't know. Or read about it. But I probably won't ever play it.
They confirmed some more stuff. Kojima confirmed there will still be wacky stuff. Ground Zeroes with a little light on the wacky.
Yeah.
But there will be things such as, in Peace Walker, you could attach a Fulton balloon to a soldier and bring them back to your base and then make a soldier. Like, they would become your soldiers. And you can do that with animals in this one. I don't know what purpose that serves, but there's a picture of a sheep tied to a big balloon. And also, cardboard box is back. Cardboard box was not in Ground Zeroes. You can bust out of the top of cardboard box and, like, trank a guy.
Well, I hope you can start a sheep army.
Mm-hmm. I hope the sheep gets the code name Sheep, because it would give everybody an animal nickname.
Well, what if you got two sheep?
The next one is Sheep Ram.
Two. What if they named him, like, Final Fantasy spells? Like, Sheepaga?
Yeah. Yeah, like Mabufu. Oh, wait. That's Persona. That's, yeah, Shin Megami Tensei.
I did hear about, I know this is one of your favorite topics, that people are freaking out about Assassin's Creed.
Oh, God. Yeah, I do want to talk about this because it's like Ubisoft didn't handle this very well, but also everybody's an idiot. Like, everybody's being such a baby.
Yeah, I've heard it. So the deal is that in multiplayer, you can only play as a dude. The same dude, though.
Like, it's not actually the same dude, I don't think, because it looked like one guy was big and had a different weapon.
From what I heard, maybe this is inaccurate, but from what I heard, there's only one character in the multiplayer. Like, you can't. Okay. It's not like a bunch of dudes you can pick from and no girls, although I wouldn't have a problem with that either. But the problem they have with it is that you can only... Can only be a, I don't even know, is he a white guy?
He must be a white. I heard it said, like, you can be, it's called Assassin's Creed Unity because you can only be a white guy in France.
Yeah.
During the French Revolution. They didn't even have slaves there.
Yeah, so there, I've mostly heard people outraged about there not being female characters, but there's also a bit about not having any people of color. And I guess, is it Ubisoft or Ubisoft?
I've heard it as both. I like to say both. So
I'll go with Ubisoft. Out, yeah.
Ubisoft came out and or some exec said it would double the workload creating a female because, you know, their skeletons are different to animate. And while that has truth in it, that's not a good way to word it. Because it wouldn't like actually double it, but whatever.
Well, it then depends. It depends on what, because you could create a female model and stick the male skeleton in there and it would work. Mm-hmm. But if you create the female character the same way you created the male character from the ground up with her own skeleton and her own animations and her own, she probably, if for multiplayer, she probably wouldn't need much in the way of voice acting, but at least some like grunts and stuff. Her own model, her own textures, then yeah, it would be doubling the workload.
Yeah. But then, like, just a whole shitstorm happened of just, like, I don't even know. Just people being upset. I saw something where somebody was trying to prove that, like, they could actually do it and it would be really easy by some weird logic that I didn't understand at all.
I do think they handled it poorly in the sense that I think that...
It was a bad PR move.
Well, they tried to give an excuse. And I think it's a legitimate excuse, but
what they should have said was we didn't feel like it.
Yeah. Or just said nothing, or you don't have to come out and make a statement because some people on Twitter are mad. Although I realize it's not just some people on Twitter, like games journalists like C. McNichol just posted a Kotaku link. I don't know. I didn't click it, so I don't know if it's like an actual article or what it is, but I have seen articles where on gaming news outlets where they're complaining about it and stuff. Like, it's not just people on Twitter, but you don't have to.
Articles are hard to find on Kotaku.
It'll just go away if you leave it alone.
As Nintendo did the same thing with that game Tomodachi Life. It had a thing in it where they said it had gay marriage in it and they fixed it, but actually it had a thing where you could create a male character or a female character and then just choose a gender for them. So essentially it just had trans people in it.
Okay.
And they removed that. They said it was a bug. Which is like that in itself is kind of tasteless, but whatever, they can do whatever they want. And then when they made a statement saying that they were not intending to make any political commentary with this game, which is not a very good way to handle that. They could have just said that just wasn't what we did with the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree that it's not but I feel bad saying that I agree that it's a bad way to handle it, because the reason it's a bad way to handle it is because there are crazy idiots out there. Like, I totally get what they're saying. Like, they were probably totally confused when they said we fixed this, it was a bug. Yeah, it probably was a bug. Like they didn't think about the, like it didn't occur to them that you would make a female character and call it a dude. And then they fixed the bug and they weren't thinking like, fuck trans people.
Yeah. Oh, and C. McNichol points out in that game, the bug they removed also caused save file corruption.
So, okay. Well, yeah, that's bad. But yeah, so they removed the bug and then people are upset about it. I'm sure they were like, what are you upset about? And then they probably got it, but they were like, eh. But and so then they made the statement, we weren't trying to make any political statements by this, which is probably the truth. We weren't trying to push some pro-trans message when we released it with the bug. And when we removed the bug, we weren't trying to say, fuck trans people. It was a bug and we removed it. But people were already upset. And yeah, so they botched it. But the only reason you can say they botched it is because people are crazy and stupid. And it's the same thing with the Ubisoft thing. Like they came out and they said it was more work. It would have cost more money. It would have taken more time. So we didn't do it. And then people are crazy and stupid and they got mad.
Yeah, but that game did turn out to be good because you can make people sing a song that consists entirely of Hail Satan.
This is the Nintendo one? Tomodachi Life? Does it actually say Hail Satan?
Yeah, you can like make a song and do some like text-to-speech thing to make them sing.
Oh, okay, okay. So you can make them say like
anything. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Dick butt balls.
I thought you meant there was like a song built into it that you could make them like dance along and lip sync to that just said Hail Satan.
That's Tomodachi Life 2.
Yeah. Hail Satan edition.
And there was... So, yeah, there was other stuff at E3. Most notably, like, the Nintendo press conference was just really funnily handled. Like, it started off with a big fight sequence between Reggie and Iwata. Like, live action, like, anime fighting. And then it had Robot Chicken, like, little interstitial parts to it. Wherein a nerd in the audience asks Reggie, where's Mother 3? And Reggie kills him with eye lasers. So I thought that was pretty funny. And then also they're making a yarn game for Yoshi. I talked with...
Yeah, we talked on Twitter about that.
And they just had this, the whole little story about these Japanese businessmen playing with yarn and talking about how cute yarn is. This guy who made his own little yarn Yoshi to see what he wanted it to look like in game, just holding it in his pocket and looking at it and smiling.
Well,
and then them saying like, we hope that it can bring a smile to your face.
Well, I'm sure it will bring smiles to lots of faces. I mentioned to you on Twitter, you mentioned a Kirby Clay game, and I don't follow Kirby enough. I was talking out my ass a little bit, but it seems to me that most Kirby games that come out kind of fuck Kirby because they're not Kirby games. Like,
well, I feel like they make actually like an equal amount. They make a lot of Kirby games, really. I feel like Kirby's the first that they are eager to try like a new weird thing with.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually, they made a game on the DS that was the same as this. This is like a sequel to it. It was called Kirby's Canvas Curse.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It wasn't that fun.
I know there are like Kirby. Kirby. They like to shove new gimmicks into Kirby games.
Yeah, like Kirby Avalanche, Kirby Dream Course.
Well, Kirby's Avalanche is a weird one because that was, I think that was a, was Kirby's, I think it was a Puyo Puyo game and they reskinned it.
Oh.
Like okay. Tetris Attack when it came over here and they made it a Yoshi game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was originally like about fairies. But with Kirby, yeah, they like to shove every weird gimmick at him. And the only example of that I can think of that I really liked, I do kind of like Kirby's Avalanche, but it's just a puzzle game. And the only one that I really liked, I think, was Kirby's Dream Course, which I think you mentioned on Twitter, which was way back on the Super Nintendo. But now they do like, there was some, I don't know if it was the Canvas Curse or whatever, but there was some DS game that was about like drawing lines and stuff. And then this Clay game seems to be about drawing lines. And there was some Tilt game about like tilt and tumble or something where you're tilting the thing. And
Kirby's Air Ride, which is like legit maximum the best game ever.
I don't, It's funny too, because it's a weird thing to complain about, because a lot of people, when they talk about, like, people who are real into video games, they follow them all and stuff, they complain about the lack of originality and they want people to try something new with the next Zelda game or whatever. But I think that's sort of weird. Like, that sort of bugs me. Like, make a different game then. If you want to try something weird and crazy,
yeah, yeah.
Don't
make
it
like a sequel, another Zelda game. Just do what you're doing even better.
Yeah, yeah.
That should be the end goal.
And you can introduce new things and stuff, but don't, like, totally overhaul it and make some crazy new thing. Like, that's a weird thing to want. But whatever. But yeah, I wasn't following E3 at all this year. I think I've resigned myself to being pretty out of the video games thing. Like, I'm pretty much just into old games. Sometimes I see something new and I'm like, that's pretty cool. But for the most part, like, if it weren't for the controversy about it, I would give zero shits about Assassin's Creed. I've never cared about Assassin's Creed. I've heard a lot about Watch Dogs, and I thought that looked sort of cool, but, like, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
Even Metal Gear's pretty much lost me. That was, like, one of three games I bought for my PS3, Metal Gear Solid 4. So even that's lost me now. So yeah, I think I'm pretty much out of the... Anime's my thing now, Bames. I'm all about anime.
Nope. Yeah, you should watch JoJo.
Yeah, you know what? I'm...
You won't?
I maybe I will eventually. I do think that this isn't fair. There's some kind of mental block with me with certain things. Like, I legitimately feel like I probably wouldn't like JoJo as that much, but I'm also probably wrong, and I know that. Like, I probably would like it. But for some reason, the fact that, like, I know you like, it's not about you, but the fact that I know you like it so much, and that, like, you've talked about it, and, like, I've heard other people talk about how good it is, like, that makes me not want to watch it. Like, most of the stuff I've been watching, I didn't know, have any idea what it was until I watched it, aside from Kill la Kill.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, a lot of the hype that comes out of my mouth regarding JoJo is in regards to, like, this show that they're doing right now is a part 3 of JoJo. And this was, like, a dream of mine come to life, is them making a show out of this. So there's, like, a good 12 years of excitement build up over the 12 years of, like, me liking JoJo and playing the Dreamcast game for it and being really into it, and then discovering that they're making a show out of it. So that's kind of what gets me so excited over it.
Sure.
But it is also, like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I believe you too, and I probably would like it if I watched it. Like, what's interesting to me about anime, and maybe it's because I'm not really an anime boy, is because I've watched it before, and I've never really, I've said things that could maybe be counter to this, but I've never really tried to claim that I don't like it, but I've never watched it to the degree that I've been watching it lately. And a lot of the complaints to me seem weird, and I think it's maybe because I haven't watched enough of it. Like, I'm not an anime boy. I don't follow. I'm not like, what's coming out in the spring 2014 season? You know, I don't give a shit about that. And I'm not that immersed in the culture or whatever. So the complaints seem weird to me, but they're all based on, like, I've seen too much of this. Like, I've heard people complain about, like, there are too many high school animes. Like, that's a weird thing to complain about. There are too many things set in a high school, but I guess there are so many that at a certain point, it's like, okay, I want to see one that's not set in high school. And now I've lost my train of thought, my original point. God damn it.
You're not in the anime culture.
Yeah, but what was I getting? I was getting to something, and I know you don't know what it was because I didn't get to it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
But yeah, like, really, what I need you to understand is when I freak out about the part where the monkey has a power that is just a boat, it's because I read the comic where that monkey had that, and I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever read. And now it's a cartoon.
Yeah, now it's animated. It's moving on my TV in full color.
Now it's, like, one of the most popular animated series in Japan right
now. What I was going to say is that I probably would like JoJo. And the reason I think I probably would like JoJo is because everything I've watched so far, even, like, the weirdest stuff or the stuff I should be most embarrassed about or whatever, every single thing I've watched, there was one show I started to watch. I watched part of one episode and stopped, and I don't even remember what it was. And I was barely paying attention to it. And I might have watched that all the way through if I had been paying more attention to it. Everything else I liked enough that I watched it all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about. What I was saying is that I think like maybe if I watched more anime, I would be more jaded about it and would be more likely to say, oh, this show sucks and not watch it. But I've liked all of them, including Strawberry Panic and Sakura Trick.
You might fall into the category where you start watching shows all the way through, even when you hate them. Like I was for most of my, I've kind of pulled out of the anime culture, but when I was into it, that was kind of what I did. I just watched what was new.
See, I don't think I would do that. I've never really done that with other stuff, like live action TV shows or whatever. I do it with movies, but because movies are less of a time investment, like
yeah,
you put like an hour and a half to 2 hours into this thing. Once you've gotten started on a movie, for the most part, there's you might as well finish it.
I actually recently kind of rediscovered that fact for myself because, I don't know, for a long time I had been turned off of movies because it's like, oh, it's like 2 hours, when instead I could just watch like 10 30-minute episodes right? of the show.
Oh, I just found out about a thing that I didn't know was a thing. That there are like 10-minute shows, or maybe even less than that.
Yeah, little shorts.
Yeah, I watched this one show. I watched all of it, but it's not saying much because it was like, maybe it was only like 5-minute shows or like three. It was short, real short. It was called Recorder and Ransel.
Hmm.
It was about a brother and sister. The brother is like an elementary school kid. The sister's a high school girl, but the sister looks like an elementary school kid and the brother looks like a grown man. And it's like a comedy, like all the hilarious things that happen to them because of this.
That the last monkey that was my Skype avatar is from a show called Cromarty that is little 10-minute vignettes.
Yeah.
And that spooky show, Yamishibai, that I talked about, that spooked me straight. And I was very scared for a long time where the guy gets hit by a car after they do the bonsai cheer. That's like 5 minutes long. I think the entirety of that show is like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't even know that this was a thing. These little bite-sized shows.
Some shows it works very well for.
I watched Robotics Notes. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah. Like the That's the newest Steins Gate one, right?
I don't know. It was about high school kids.
It has a semicolon in it, right?
Maybe. I don't know. It's called Robotics Notes, and it's about like a high school club, robotics club, and they want to build a giant mech based on an anime. And it's like about their struggles to get this done. And then it actually becomes sort of about saving the world at the end. But it was okay. That's probably one of the ones that should, like, on paper, be one of the ones I like the most, but it's probably one of the ones I like the least.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that show, it is part of Steins Gate. It's based off of a visual novel.
Oh, okay.
There's another show in that series called Chaos Head, also separated by a semicolon. It is, like Robotics Notes was okay, and Steins Gate is all right. Chaos Head is, like, one of the worst shows I've ever watched. It is really bad. So there's some weird inconsistency. I think they're all made by the same people, too. So it's strange.
M is talking stuff in the chat.
Cheese Sweet Home.
I don't know what that is, but I've heard that name.
I don't recognize that.
M told me to watch Fruits Basket, which I started to do. I watched part of the first episode. She told me to watch it so that we could talk about like which boy she should be in love with or whatever. It's like about a girl. And I was like, I'm down for that. I think it was right after I told her I watched Strawberry Panic. I would be down for that. But I started watching it and I did not like the way the characters looked. They're like anime characters. A lot of times their eyes are really big and really far apart. But like sometimes you go a little too overboard and they're a little too far apart and they look a little fetal alcohol syndrome-y or something. And it couldn't do it.
I'm looking at it right now. It looks weird.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I've heard of Fruits Basket. I never watched it. Anime.
Yeah, anime. We don't have to keep talking about anime. We could talk about murdering all women. It's kind of old news now, but I felt a little bad about when I took my break because like immediately afterward was when that Elliot Rodger killed all women.
I was tempted to just be like, do a show.
Yeah.
So we could talk about it.
I totally should have.
This is going to sound like I've fallen into a conspiracy rabbit hole, but I didn't really know what men's rights was about.
Oh.
Until this happened.
Okay.
And people said he was an MRA. And when I thought of MRA, I thought of like, you know, that Reddit thing, the red pill.
Yeah. Thing,
which is legitimately like not great. It's about like, it's like pickup artists that try to just like, they want a really submissive woman for them. And they're weird guys. And then, so I checked out the red pill to see what they had to say about it because, you know, I like to play devil's advocate and because I have no time, I have nothing better to do. And they were like calling this guy was a loser because he killed himself or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I checked out men's rights and they were like, this guy has nothing to do with any of this.
Right.
Like this guy is an idiot. He's crazy. And yeah, he doesn't have anything to do with our movement. And I started reading stuff on there and like the issues that they have, I don't like really care that much about them. Right. I mean, there are some like pretty serious stuff. Like if a man gets abused and he goes to a shelter, they might call the cops on him. That's happened before. And like that's shitty, but I didn't really care. But I got really upset about just the sheer level of misinformation that was being spread about this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for starters, the men's rights movement is basically just the male version of feminists, which comes along with the fact that, like, not all I complain about feminism, but not all feminists are fucking crazy monster idiots. Like, some of them legitimately do just, they want gender equality, which is fine. Like, we should want gender equality.
And a lot of them would probably be better suited calling themselves women's rights activists, to be honest.
Yeah. And men's rights activists are basically just the male version of that. Like they're concerned with men's issues, but ultimately what they want is, gender equality. And they wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for the crazier of the feminists.
And also just like a lot of, there's a bit of overlap. Most of it showing on like men's rights people that are like, yeah, I believe in a lot of these women's issues that are very important and need to be solved.
But then there also are the men's rights crazies, just like there are with the feminists. There are like woman haters who are
there are MRAs, people who have latched onto it.
Yeah. And the red pill is a different thing. It is, like you said, it's like pickup artists and like people who feel like they need
play
to
the
like
game.
Yeah, they need to play the game. They got to trick women to get them to go home with them and stuff. And it's kind of icky. And there is overlap there, but they're not the same thing. But yeah, so that guy, they tied him to like the men's rights movement, Elliot Rodger, because I think he had like subscribed to a YouTube channel or something. But he also was a big time member of a website called PUA Hate, I think.
Yeah, which forum. It has like a misleading title because when you think PUA Hate, oh, like I don't like PUAs, so this must be the guys for me. But actually, it's like people who think pickup artists are bullshit because women only like hot dudes with lots of money. So that's also kind of icky.
Sure. He was an icky guy.
he was a very icky man.
But he wasn't a men's rights activist. In fact, he hated men just about as much as he did women.
Guys for having sex with all his women.
Yeah. Like he like the whole thing has been spun about like he hated women, he wanted to kill women, and he killed all these women, which is kind of true. But if you look at like his kill count, it was mostly dudes.
Yeah. It was about 30% women, I think.
Yeah. So like,
and also I think three of the dudes were his Chinese roommates that he stabbed to death.
Yeah. And I'm like not defending this guy. This guy was a horrible creep. And yeah, he did hate women, but that says nothing about like
society
in general. Like, see, this is what
men are trained to be entitled to women.
This is what the patriarchy does to men.
Yeah, not the fact he was prescribed with risperidone, which is an antipsychotic, and he was not taking it.
Whoops. Well,
he also had Asperger's, so, you know, case closed.
Yeah. And I loved his video that he made right before he did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God. I love
that I'm walking on sunshine version that you linked.
Yeah, to like the movie trailer version.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he posted this video. I'm not going to, if I had done a show like that day or the day after or whatever, I probably would have played it and gone through it, but it's old news now, but it's so great. Like he's such a dork. Like you can totally see, like the reason he's not getting laid is not because like of some, there's not some horrible secret. Like he should be, like the girls should be all over him, but for some reason they just hate him. Like it's pretty clear why he's not.
Yeah, maybe you could take a look at these videos and find some evidence.
Yeah, did you ever watch these back? Because Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. And he does this like little villain laugh, like ha ha ha, but he can't do it.
Yeah.
It's like when,
I mean, obviously I'm beautiful.
It's like when somebody gets like mad and they swear, but like their voice quivers and
mm-hmm.
Like it just doesn't, you don't sound right doing it, because it that was like the whole thing, like he's trying to deliver this villain speech, but it's like a little boy trying to like parrot with something he saw.
Big lips.
Yeah.
His big Rey Mysterio lips.
Yeah, and he's so goofy looking. Like I've heard people say like he's actually a pretty good looking boy. I don't get it. Like he's not a hideous dude, but he is goofy looking. Like yeah, a lot of it's
like the kind of guy that like maybe M would be into. I don't know. M, your thoughts?
M does like murderers and terrorists and stuff.
The Dorner. I love the Dorner.
Yeah. Well, Dorner.
So cute.
No, she didn't like Dorner. He was too big.
Oh.
She liked she liked Free Jafar.
Okay. Oh yeah. The bomb man.
Yeah, he had nice abs.
Bomberman.
Yeah, Bomberman. She liked Bomberman. But yeah, I haven't read his manifesto, but I watched a YouTube video where large parts of it were read out. So I'm familiar with a lot of it. It's so crazy. It's so funny. Like him talking about like rounding up all the women and like killing the men and like hiding the women from men so that men don't know about sex. Like,
yeah, and he was like posting on these PUA hate forums, like, if you could release a virus that would kill all men and destroy all sperm samples, would you do it?
Well, let me think about it. Yeah, I don't know. Like, the whole thing is so funny because he was such a dork, and people like are trying to use it to like further their own agendas and stuff.
Yeah.
And the whole yes, all women thing is like almost directly. I don't know exactly where it started. It
was definitely directly caused by this.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Like the hashtag yes, all women thing on Twitter. It's like, it's a response to the hashtag not all men, which
was a joke hashtag.
Well,
which is also a really gross joke to make.
Yeah.
Because it's when people say not all men, they're not trying to derail the conversation as you might think. They're asking you to put a qualifier on generalizations.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So like, some of these more hardcore feminists, they'll complain because they'll go on like Reddit or some website with comments or a forum or something, and they'll start talking about how terrible men are. And then eventually a man will show up and he'll say, not all men are like that. I don't do that. And then they're like, you're derailing the conversation. Well, you were basically saying all men are rapists or whatever it was.
Or even if it wasn't your comment that was saying all men are rapists, maybe if you were just saying men rape or something. Like, this stuff happens all the time. I know we just got done talking about blaming the trend, but, like, there really is – it's a big conversation – or it's a thing people like to say in these kind of circles, just that men rape and stuff. So it can feel like you're being victimized – or not victimized, but villainized. That's not a word.
Well, it's just nice to,
you know,
like,
what I mean.
It's nice to kind of check some of these ideas, you know? Yeah. Like, if somebody's annoyed with something – quote unquote gay people are doing, and they start talking about how gay people do this thing that you hate, and everybody's talking about how gay people do this thing that you hate. It's not such a bad thing for a gay guy to come in and go, gay guy here. I don't do this thing. None of my friends do this thing. I get how this thing sucks, is annoying, or whatever it is that you're complaining about. But we don't all do this. It's not a part of being gay.
Like, yeah, just making sure.
Yeah. Like, it's not such a terrible thing for that to happen. Like, it's just kind of putting a little check on there just so you guys know this isn't what gay people are about. Same thing with dudes, like men rape. Just so you know, not all men rape. Yeah, not all men. What about the men's? Well, you know, maybe you keep talking about it a certain way and you all talk to each other about it this certain way and you only talk to each other about it this certain way. You
live in an echo chamber of this sentiment.
Yeah. And eventually it basically turns into all men rape. We need to be afraid of all men. Did you see that?
The Eminem thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So stupid.
This is the dumbest thing. Hey, if you made that about black people, it would be one of the most racist things I've seen.
Yeah. So there's this like image. It's like a poster kind of, that was going around on Twitter. It was actually made by a giant fat man who never leaves his house and has a neck beard, hilariously enough, who they like is their like the feminist number one enemy. But, it has pictures of M&Ms on it and it says something like, 10% of M&Ms are poison. Not all M&Ms are poison. Go ahead, eat a handful. So the point of it is like, yeah, okay, not all men are rapists, but if 10% of men were rapists, would you, don't you think it's justified to be afraid of all men? which, yeah, if you turn it into anything else, like black people, not all black people, are murderers, but like if you could point to a statistic that said that 10% of them were, would you be justified in never talking to black people and constantly crossing the street when black people show up, you know, being terrified of black people and talking trash about them all day? No.
I remember seeing a thing on that Yes All Women when it was really booming that was hashtag not all men are rapists, but hashtag yes all women have been affected by male violence.
Which
is a generalization.
It's either not true, or if it is true, you're accepting all kinds of things as male violence that are misleading. Like,
yeah.
Like,
and
you
also, if you're accepting that, then you're probably also yes all men have been included in.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. Like, if you can say that, yes, all women have been the victims of male violence, then you could say the same thing about men being victims of male violence or men being victims of female violence. Like, I'm sure maybe not all men, but probably all men have at some point been hit by a woman. Serious it was.
Especially if you're in a lot of them, it's probably bound to happen at some point.
Like, even if just, like, your mom spanked you once in your life, you've been hit by a woman. Like,
yeah,
of course.
And it's generally a little bit more acceptable for that to happen for some reason.
Right. I don't know. Like, the whole thing's just so silly.
Mm-hmm. Also, just, I mean, like, saying yes all women, that is a generalization in itself, that hashtag. Like, do you realize what you're doing?
Right. Yeah. And what if a woman came out and said, I haven't ever been the victim of male violence. Like, what
it's
do you
internalized
do?
Misogyny?
Yeah. What? Yeah, exactly.
You're
what do
the
you
house
do?
Negro.
You obviously we can't revise our statement. That would be wrong.
Yeah, you're the exception.
So there must be something wrong with you. You must be lying. You must be trying to defend men because it's like the white knighting thing. Like when people complain about somebody defending a woman because they just want to sleep with her. Like, she's not going to sleep with you, dude. Stop white knighting. It's like the same thing, but in reverse, like she's white knighting for dudes because she wants their attention or something.
And like in theory, I don't have a problem. Like, I guess this was the intention was to let people share stories of if they've been like raped or something. Which I guess that's a good thing to do, but it's a completely reactionary trend that has come up on very false pretenses.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not like a support group. It's like weaponized. Like, it's intended to be, it's a tactic. It's not like, hey, let's get together and share our stories and support each other. The whole point of it was to get other people to read your stories so that they... so that you can point out how terrible men are.
I don't even know what they were really doing. And also,
fuck, what was I saying? Oh yeah, I hate when this stuff happens when there becomes a resurgence of, like, I guess, feminist rhetoric, and they say, like, we're, and it sends an air of, like, we're finally doing it. We're finally gonna give women their rights, which is, like, the past 100 years plus has been a steady uphill climb for quality of life for women. And it's still going that way.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
C. McNichol. Upset. Or no, Kevin Toledo in the chat says, have you seen any of this social justice stuff bleed into the real world? And then C. McNichol says, I guess it depends on what you mean by the real world. But yeah, I guess it does depend on what you, like, is the video game industry the real world? Because they're getting a ton of shit about this lately. And I've seen actual game devs addressing this and stuff. And it is, and it, like, Anita Sarkeesian got a fucking award, an ambassador award for complaining about misogyny
at EA.
And, like, so there is, this stuff is happening. Like, they brought her in as a consultant on Mirror's Edge 2 or something.
Yeah. And, like, this doesn't really count since this was actually kind of pre the social justice, like, big happenings going on Tumblr and such.
Yeah.
But I guess it would have been in like 2005 or six. I kind of saw the seeds of this kind of thing in my English class with my English teacher, who was a very, saying radical feminist leaves a bad taste in the mouth.
Bodacious feminist.
She was a bodacious feminist. She said things, this isn't actually feminist related, but she said things like racism is prejudice and power.
Yeah, yeah. The sociological definition of racism, which is institutional racism, but they just dropped the institutional part because it allows them to call people racist without having to worry about being called a racist back.
Yeah, it allows them to call only the people that they want a racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw this kind of stuff coming.
Sure. Like, if is the academic world, like, is college the real world? Because there are college students who go to, like, liberal arts colleges or take liberal arts courses and things, and they get this shit crammed into their heads.
I don't know. There's a pretty big college. I don't know if it's like Harvard or something, but their motto is check your privilege.
That's hilarious.
Which, that phrase had, like, I had mixed feelings about it even when it would have been, like, invented, but it has become completely bastardized.
Yeah. Well, and is getting fired from your job part of the real world? Because that's happening in the tech industry.
Yeah, certainly.
Guys got, like, a specific story, a couple guys got fired from their jobs basically because a woman didn't like it that they were all at a conference, and they were sitting in front of her, and to each other, kind of quietly, they were making jokes about big dongles, because dongle's like a tech thing.
And it's a hilarious word.
And it sounds kind of like a dong, a wang, whatever, and they were...
Wangle.
Just to themselves, and she overheard it. And honestly, if you feel the need to say anything about that at all, you're a piece of shit. But it wouldn't be such a big deal to say, guys, could you knock it off? But instead, what she did was make a big stink about it and get them fired. Now, she ended up getting fired, too, because she's a fucking idiot. And she basically said, my employer backs me all the way on this. And then her employer was like, nope. but that kind of stuff is happening. People are getting fired. People are this is a hilarious thing to say just because it's such a stupid internet term. But people have been doxxed over it. There was a guy, like, this is a guy that you're not going to be popular defending, but I talked about it on the show, I think. There was a guy named Violent Acres on Reddit. I don't know the guy's real name, but he ran, like, some subreddits that people didn't like because they were too bad. I think maybe he ran the old Jailbait subreddit, which...
I think.
Jailbait was, like, you could go in there and post, I guess, I mean...
technically not illegal.
Sexy pictures of underage girls. But they weren't porn. It wasn't nudity. It was like people going in there and posting pictures of, like teen celebrities and stuff, like on the red carpet and things like that, or like fashion photo shoots mostly. I think there was some degree of, like, posting Facebook photos, which is a little creepy. Yeah.
It's very scummy, but, like, they found a good loophole for it.
And I just don't give a shit. Like,
I can see like wanting to protect your website's reputation, but your Reddit, fuck off. You have a subreddit called Sexy Abortions.
Well, and Reddit didn't care until it became a big story. And the reason it became a big story was largely because of this guy getting outed, I think, by Gawker. But the guy who was running it, they doxed him and they released his personal information and stuff. And I think he lost his job. And like they will, they feel justified in ruining people's lives. And ultimately, I get that you find it creepy to start a subreddit called Jailbait and post pictures of sexy kids. I get it. But nobody's actually being hurt there. Like the worst case scenario, one of these teen stars finds a picture of them on Jailbait and reads the comments and gets creeped out by it. Like,
yeah, worst case scenario, invasion of privacy.
Right. And it's not even because they,
because you put it out on the internet.
Cause even the Facebook photos. Yeah. They put them out on the internet, but most of it, I saw the subreddit. Most of it was like pictures of like celebrities on the red carpet and fashion photos. It mostly was not people's Facebook photos.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely wasn't child porn. And like, there's this other, there was this subreddit that got banned. It was called Creep Shots. Like people taking pictures of people like in public places. It's weird. I can't imagine jerking off to these pictures. Cause like, even if it's a picture of a hot girl, it's always from some weird angle. But you're out in public. You went outside looking like that. Like, what's so, I get that it's not like you're not into it. You're not like excited to see somebody posted a picture of your ass on some,
that it's rude.
Yeah.
But
it's not hurting you. Like, what is hurting you about it? Like, oh, I don't know. Just fucking relax. And 90% of the time there were no faces in those photos anyway.
Yeah. Also, if he posted just a picture of you, that's probably all he's going to do.
Right. Yeah.
That might be a weird, shitty argument, but
I don't know, man.
I don't think you have to worry about getting raped.
It's just so like, the idea that you went outside in public and somebody took a picture of you and that's some huge privacy violation. It just isn't.
Yeah.
Just relax. And I don't have a problem with you. Ugh, God, I don't have a problem with you not liking it, but it's not some horrible moral injustice that's worth ruining somebody's life over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just so funny to me, the disproportionate response. Like, they posted a picture that made me mad, so I'm going to get them fired from their job and ruin their life.
I remember seeing on Tumblr in action, or just subreddit, it was a post on Tumblr of this woman who works at a college and, like, approves people's submissions. And she was, like, throwing people's away because they were, like, white, middle-class men. And she was just letting in all the people of color. That's ruining people's lives. That is absolutely like destroying somebody's future potentially.
Yeah.
And that's racist.
Yeah. 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 I don't think like, I think, I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I think there are forms that it takes that I might be okay with, but affirmative action in the sense that like, if I have two candidates,
just plug them in.
Yeah. You have quotas, or if you have two candidates with like equal qualifications, that you will by default pick the non or pick the minority one. Like, it's just like, I'd honestly rather you flip a coin. I don't care that the minority one gets in, but that's the reason they get in is really gross.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see how that's such a crazy thing to say. And I would be insulted. Like, isn't it insulting to someone to tell them the reason you got into this school is because you're black? Like,
yeah.
And it's not like it's the only reason.
Also, it creates like, it's kind of, it creates fuel for people to say like, oh, the only reason this guy got in is because he's black.
Right. Yeah. It just fuels the racism. Like, mm-hmm. If I'm aware that this is happening, then when I see a black guy at this school, part of me is going to wonder if the reason he's here is because he's black and not because he got into school the same way as everybody else. And that's shitty because maybe he totally did. Maybe he was way more qualified than me, but I don't know that. And like, that's going to be somewhere in my head because you've got this weird program that does that.
So, yeah. What else is on the docket?
I know Justin Bieber said, nigga, and that.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Like, and it was old too, I think. There's some video that surfaced of him singing, I think, one of his songs. But he replaced one of the words with nigga, like, one.
Nigga.
One less lonely nigga, he was singing or something. And it was just him being a stupid teen. And it wasn't supposed
to. He's such a teen.
It wasn't supposed to be like a like he didn't post it and go look everybody. This is hilarious. It like got out, and it's just such a non thing. But
I remember thinking for the longest time that in Till I Collapse, Eminem said nigga in one part, but he actually says millions. He just says it in a weird way.
Wow,
I thought he was saying niggas a Pac listeners.
Millions. Yeah,
millions of Pac listeners. Millions. And I was, when I heard that, I was like, huh, he got away with it. But then that was just a non thing.
I know there's one of his songs where he says, he censors himself saying, like, he just doesn't, he stops where he would say nigga.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Like something about. Want to fuck me up more than you, or fuck you up worse than you want to fuck me up for saying the word, and then he just stops, which I think is kind of silly. I kind of think he could get away with it.
Yeah, I think that's well done. That's a pretty good Eminem bit.
I know Jonah Hill's a giant faggot.
Oh yeah, he was crying.
What a stupid fucking baby! Like, way to make that a way bigger deal than it needed to be. He could, some paparazzi guy was following him around and it was pissing him off and he said, suck a dick, faggot. And then he went on the Tonight Show, and not just the Tonight Show, but that's like the big clip going around. He went on more than one show. He went on like a tour to apologize for saying faggot.
And I just don't know what happened.
And he's like on the verge of tears and talking about how nobody should ever have to hear that hateful word. It's just a word, faggot. Like, Jesus Christ. And he didn't need to say anything, first of all. Plus, it comes across to me as totally disingenuous because, like, you could make the excuse that he's playing a character, but it's not. I don't know that he's ever said the word faggot. I feel like he probably has in like a movie, but he's definitely said stuff about that, like made jokes about gayness and stuff. Like, and you could say, oh, I was playing a character. That's not me. That's not how I feel. But you just said nobody should ever have to hear that word. So
yeah, and I don't know. Yeah, if he had to say something, he could just be like, "Ah, sorry."
Yeah, and like, and you didn't need to be on the verge of tears doing it either. Like, I don't fucking buy that, Jonah Hill.
Yeah,
I don't fucking buy that you're this upset about it. Like, you could have said, "Look, I was mad," and I, because he did basically say this, but he said it like he was going to cry. Look, I was mad and I wanted to say something that would be hurtful. And I recognize that calling someone a faggot is hurtful. That's why I used those words. Wasn't the right thing to do. If I could do it over.
Hard vocal inflection.
If I could do it over, I would do it differently. But that's what happened. I wanted to piss the guy off because he was pissing me off. And so I'm sorry. But you didn't even need to like. Do you know how many people in the audience have called someone a faggot at some point or another?
Probably 100%.
Yeah. Like, just fucking relax. And I only even heard about it because of the apology. Like, I'm sure it was going around. But I probably wouldn't have heard about it if he didn't apologize. And I'm sure most people probably wouldn't have heard about it if he didn't apologize. And it just so doesn't matter. Like, you. So what now? Like, this guy. You felt you were so mad at this guy that you called him a faggot. You said, suck a dick, faggot. You hated this guy at the time. Are you now going to go to that guy and be like, it's cool. I mean, you were just doing your job, even though you despise his job. Like,
yeah. So now he's the guy who has to just apologize for things that he says.
Yeah, you made the paparazzi the victim, you stupid idiot. Now the paparazzi's the good guy in that story, you fucking moron.
Yeah.
But I've gotten a weird impression from him anyway, like in interviews and stuff. Like, he seems like a real weird guy. Like, I think he's funny and stuff in movies, and I think he's a decent actor, but him as a person, I think he's a real weird fucking guy. There's something up with him.
I don't know much about Jonah Hill.
He just always strikes me as real strange. Like I can't imagine, like Seth Rogen in that same situation. I could imagine him making like a PR apology, but I can't imagine it going the same weird, weepy way that it did with Jonah Hill.
Definitely. He would probably just look uncomfortable and say, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just something about Jonah Hill that's fucking weird.
Have I ever mentioned, I think Seth Rogen is like the most ridiculously handsome man to grace this earth.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is about him. I really like Seth Rogen. I really like everything about him. His voice. I think he's in a lot of funny movies. He's
you like
a funny
his guy. You like his cute laugh.
I like his cute mouth.
His laugh is probably. I like Seth Rogen, but his laugh annoys the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
His yeah. Like he can't stop.
I think it's all because I watched Freaks and Geeks at an impressionable age.
He kind of looks like a cartoon animal of some sort to me. Like some sort of cartoon bear.
Hug bear.
Yeah, some sort of cartoon bear. I like Seth Rogen. I would not say that he's like the most handsome man to grace this earth. I do not have a boys love style crush on him.
Yeah.
But I like him.
I would love to spread ice cream all over the roof of a car with Seth Rogen.
Is that a reference to something specific?
Yeah, I think it's from Boku no Pico.
Okay. I knew it. If it was a reference, I wasn't actually getting it, but it was still funny to me, the idea of spreading ice cream on the roof of a car with boys.
Yeah. The inside roof, the ceiling, really.
Oh, so that's not what I was picturing at all.
It's because they're boning in the car.
Oh, so it's like getting pushed up there, like inadvertently.
I think it's thrown, or I think it maybe, I know ice cream's in the car, but I can't actually remember if it's ice cream that gets on the car roof or if it's cum.
Hmm.
So it's been a while since I watched that. I'll have to re-up.
I don't know what else is going on in the news. Those are like the big stories.
Yeah. Like, I mean, more stuff happened at E3 that I'm excited for, but it's not really show content.
Yeah.
Like a new game from the guy who made Dark Souls.
Yeah. See, I'm not opposed to talking video game stuff, but I think I'd be bad at talking to
it's all just E3 like stuff. Oh, there's a thing.
Yeah I'm still animating. I know that's not as exciting for other people as it is for me, especially because it seems like I've done like nothing. A lot of what I've been doing is like little practice sketches, because I'm trying to get better just at drawing in general, because I'm so out of the loop and I've really never practiced. Like I'm trying to figure out how to draw a face multiple times and from multiple angles without it looking like a completely different person.
Yeah.
It's a skill, and it's one that I don't really have, because most of the time when I do draw people, it's like a one-off thing and I never end up drawing them again. And in animation, you're drawing them constantly over and over and over again. And I felt like the face on that little stand-up animation I did was kind of shitty. You saw my head turn that I posted? Yeah.
I saw No Means Anime.
Yeah. That's part of my practice. I was drawing the head from varying angles, and then I thought, oh, this could be an animation. So I made it into one. I've revised it a little bit since then. Like it's a little bit cleaned up more. And I did another animation that I didn't post anywhere. That's like a running toward the camera animation that I was practicing.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cartoony and silly. I think I uploaded it even though I didn't post it anywhere. I could find that. That's not finished either. I'm just practicing stuff. It's exciting for me, but like I said, I understand that it's not really exciting for everybody else. But that is a lot of what I've been doing, is just like sketching and stuff. And a lot of it I wouldn't want anybody to see because it looks like absolute garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the one I uploaded isn't even...
finished.
Well, it's still not finished, even if I uploaded it for the first time right now, like what I've got, but it's like way early. The one that I did upload before.
What else is in the news? Podtoid is officially dead.
Oh yeah, I kind of figured. Did they actually make an announcement about that?
Not really. Jim and Conrad like said stuff on Twitter, and then Jim said something about on his ass.fm page. I'm not really talking about Podtoid, of course. But Jonathan Holmes decided that he was not really into the dismal gestures, as it is called, the whole routine of him being the butt of hilarious jokes.
Oh, wait, so the dismal gestures is dead?
Yeah, Podtoid, I think, is still a thing, but they don't do it very
regularly. Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say, okay. Is that Podtoid had come back after Podtoid ended and the dismal gestures started. Podtoid came back with, like, Max Scoville and...
And I think Conrad still and
Conrad and Jonathan Holmes and some girl. I can't remember. But the reason I can't remember though is because they only did kind of a few episodes, and it's been like a couple months, I think, since they did one.
Yeah, I think it faded. But the dismal gestures. Yeah, Jonathan decided he didn't want to do that anymore. There's no like bad blood or anything. And Jim decided that like without Jonathan, we might as well just make a new show so that we're not just keeping this on in name only. So now they get to maybe have a podcast with a good name.
Wow. So they spun off from Podtoid into the Dismal Jesters, and now they're going to spin off from the Dismal Jesters into something else?
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, I noticed that they didn't post an episode this week, but I thought he had mentioned something about how they might not.
Yeah, he was sick. They were going to do it on Friday, I think. And then he was just like, oh, Jonathan doesn't want to do the show anymore.
Well,
I think it was something about like Jonathan was slightly worried that his career might be affected by this, which is a little babyish, but I guess I'm not in the industry, so
yeah.
I don't really understand. I'm also not like a real adult.
I have a feeling the career Jonathan's talking about is actually his like medical whatever career, like his social work career.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that weird mental patient thing he does is.
I forgot that he works at Arkham Asylum.
I posted that run animation I was talking about. It's real silly.
It's kind of silly. But it looks good.
It's supposed to be silly. It's not intended to be like a serious action thing.
Yeah, real people run like this. It looks kind of like WarioWare.
Yeah, I could see that. It was just another silly practice thing that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess while I'm at it, I'll post the head turn thing too. Yeah, clean that up a little bit more.
So yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. So I haven't been up to a ton. I did, like I said, I did a pseudo episode with Kevin Toledo and M, but I embarrassed myself, which is too bad because it went well in the sense that we just kept talking. But a lot of that was because I was drunk and I was rambling, and I get weirdly self-indulgent. I don't know how to explain it, but like,
yeah, you talk about stuff that you care about.
Well, it's not so much that. It's like almost like I'm looking for validation or something. I don't know. It's weird. I didn't like it. Which is too bad, because I pulled those two in to do this thing with me, and then I just sat on it.
I've been not doing much either.
I don't know that me doing this episode tonight means that the show is back on schedule. Like, I don't know if this means that I'll do one next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I did feel like doing one tonight, and I've had people saying to me, like, do a show. When are you going to do a show? Do a show, faggot. And I also I wanted to mention that I got a couple of donations while I was on break, which was cool. So if you donated, you know who you are, and thank you. That was awesome. And one of them in particular was interesting because it was like a subscription. Like, I don't have anything for you to subscribe to. They just subscribe to giving me money.
Hmm.
So I don't know how long that will last, but like, they've got a monthly subscription set up to give me $5. So cool.
Nice.
Thanks for joining the Barmy.
You're in the major leagues.
I think maybe this is an episode because I don't think I have anything else that I desperately need to talk about or whatever.
I try to think about stuff that I've been doing over the week, and like I've just been watching Let's Plays.
Yeah.
So that's my life. Boo-hoo. Oh, no.
Yeah, I've just been watching anime, and I've been enjoying it. It's just, you know, as much as we talked about it today, it's probably more than talking about it can be entertaining.
Yeah.
But I have been enjoying it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it.
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening, everybody.
Catch you next week.
We'll check you next week. Word.
Word.